This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The full House votes tomorrow on whether longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon is in contempt of Congress. The AP's Mike Gracia reports a House committee says he is in contempt.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection voted unanimously Tuesday night to hold former White House aide Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena for documents and testimony. Speaking before the vote, committee chair Benny Thompson.
We believe Mr. Bannon has information relevant to our probe, and we'll use the tools at our disposal to get that information.
But following former President Donald Trump's lead, most congressional Republicans oppose the committee's investigation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Parkland school shooting suspect is set to plead guilty today in Florida to killing 17 people. The AP's Julie Walker.
Nicholas Cruz's attorneys said during a hearing last week that he would plead guilty to the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. 14 students and 3 staff members were killed on Valentine's Day 2018. Cruz had been expelled a year earlier after a history of threatening, sometimes violent behavior dating back to preschool. A jury will determine whether he gets the death penalty or life in prison without parole. I'm Julie Walker.
An AP investigation finds that there are few or no guardrails to prevent law enforcement officers from using force against children as young as 6 years old. The AP finds cases in which officers have handcuffed children, pinned them to the ground, or used stun guns on them. The AP finds some of the children are accused of serious crimes, and force is sometimes necessary to subdue them. The only place in the world where COVID cases are increasing? Europe, says the World Health Organization. It says there was a 7% rise in new coronavirus cases across Europe last week. This is AP News. Controlling salmonella in poultry plants. Federal health officials are rethinking their approach to this. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The USDA says while levels of salmonella contamination found in poultry plants in recent years has been reduced, that has not translated into a significant reduction in the estimated 1.3 million salmonella illnesses reported each year. So the agency wants to set up pilot projects that focus more on the strains of salmonella that cause the most illnesses. They're also looking at steps farmers can take to reduce the bacteria before chickens and turkeys are slaughtered, like using more vaccinations, adding probiotics to feed, and doing more to ensure that birds' bedding, food, and water remain clean. I'm Shelley Adler.
Procter & Gamble is raising prices on a range of items, Pampers, Tide detergent, and Crest toothpaste, as it deals with higher transportation costs. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.